Okay, good morning. It's 9 a.m., so we are calling to order the planning director's hearing for May 13th, 2026. My name is Jared Ferguson, and I am the hearing officer for today's agenda on behalf of and delegated by the Director of Planning, Building, and Code Enforcement, Christopher Burton. This meeting is being held via Zoom conference call. Members of the public may participate by following the instructions listed on page 2 of the agenda. If you would like to provide public comment, you have two methods to do so. For participants who joined electronically and have audio input on their computer or smartphone, they can use the raise hand feature in Zoom during the agenda item they would like to speak to, or click star 9 on their phone. Remember to keep your hand raised until planning support staff identify your turn to speak. You may also, during the meeting, call 408-535-8517 or email planningsupportstaff@sanjoseca.gov and identify your name that is listed on Zoom, your phone number that you'll call into Zoom with, and what item or items you would like to comment on. All members of the public will remain on mute until the individual identifies they would like to speak and are unmuted. Planning support staff will identify you by name when it is your turn to speak. At that time, you'll be unmuted and can provide comment for the allotted time. If you exceed your allotted time, you may be muted so we can move on to the next speaker. Please note the following: the hearing procedure and order of input will be as follows. I will identify each project as described on the agenda. For those items on the consent calendar, I will ask if anyone wishes to speak on the item. If a separate discussion is warranted, I will move the item to the public hearing portion of the agenda. If a separate discussion is not needed, the item will remain on the consent calendar for approval. For those items listed under the public meeting, I will ask staff to provide a brief report. The applicant or their representative who wishes to speak on the item will have up to 5 minutes to speak and should identify themselves by stating their name for the record. After the applicant or the representatives have spoken, any member of the public who wishes to speak on the item may provide testimony up to 2 minutes per speaker, either for or against the project. All members of the public should identify their name for the record, although it is not required. Following comments from the public, the applicant may make additional remarks for up to 5 minutes. I will then close the public hearing and I may ask staff to answer questions, respond to comments made by the applicant or the public, or further discuss the item. I will then take action on the item. If you challenge these land use decisions in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues you or someone else raised at this public hearing, or in written correspondence delivered to the city at or prior to the public hearing. The planning director's actions on agenda items will be final when the permit is signed and mailed, unless the permit or the environmental clearance determination is appealed. The planning director's actions on permits are appealable in accordance with the requirements of Title 20 of the Municipal Code, the zoning ordinance. The planning director's actions on the environmental review for the permits under the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, are separately appealable in accordance with the requirements of Title 20 of the Municipal Code, the Environmental Clearance Ordinance. Before we begin, I want to remind members of the public to follow our code of conduct at meetings. This includes commenting on the specific items on the agenda. Oh, sorry, excuse me. This includes commenting on the specific agenda item only. Public speakers will not engage in a conversation with the hearing officer or staff. The hearing officer, staff, and the public are expected to refrain from abusive language. Repeated failure to comply with this code of conduct, which will disturb, or impede the orderly conduct of this meeting, may result in removal from this meeting. The meeting of the planning director will come to order. Okay. Item 2 is deferrals. We do not have any deferrals for this meeting, so we'll move to the consent calendar. Just as a reminder, again, there will be no specific discussion of individual consent items, as they're considered to be routine and will be considered in one action unless an item is moved to the public hearing calendar for separate discussion by the hearing officer. The public may comment on the entire consent calendar and any items they wish to see removed from the consent calendar by the hearing officer. If you wish to speak again, you can use the raised hand feature in Zoom or click star 9. So we have three permits on the consent calendar, three items on the consent calendar. We have 3A, which is H25-029, V25-002, and ER25-164. And then we have item 3B, which is HA18-047-01 and ER26-005. And then item 3C, which is T25-010 and ER25-106. So for those three items, yes, Jason.
Good morning, here, officer. This is Jason Lee, project manager for this item that's showing on screen right now, T25010. I have a slight correction to the permit in section 6A, in the analysis for I believe it's the subdivision ordinance. The CEQA citation is wrong. It references a Class 15 minor lands division. The CEQA is actually, and it shows in the environmental review section below, section 15061B3 regarding a common sense exemption. I would request that the hearing officer consider that and allow that correction in your approval or your decision.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Okay. So with that, please raise your hand if you would like to speak and comment and let me know if there's an item you would like to see moved to the public hearing. Okay, thank you. I do not see any hands raised to speak. So with that, I will go ahead and approve the consent calendar, which includes the three items, 3A, 3B, 3C, shown on the screen here. Okay, we will move to section 4, which is the public hearing. We have item 4A, which is PDA 98-067-04 and ER22-202. This is a plan development permit amendment proposing the construction of a two-story single-family house and permitting two existing wooden exterior decks on an approximately 2.46 gross acre site located approximately 520 feet southwest of Bergman Court and Yerba Buena Avenue intersection at 2569 Colnes Court. This is located in Council District 8 and has a CEQA of exempt pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 153.03A for new construction or conversion of small structures. Then the staff recommendation is to consider the exemption in accordance with CEQA and approve the plan development permit amendment. So, do we have a presentation from staff on this?
Thank you, hearing officer. We have a brief oral presentation. My name is Alex Hughes. I'm the project manager for the plan development amendment, file number PDA 98-067-04, located at 2569 Colness Court. The site is located in the rural residential general plan area and seeks to permit the construction of a two-story single-family house, among other minor exterior improvements, and would be the last single-family house out of the three originally entitled properties for single-family use under the PD zoning file number PDC 98-034. The site itself is located on an approximately 2.46 gross acre site. The proposed building is approximately 5,400 square feet, which comes in at about 5% floor area ratio. The project site is surrounded by other similarly sized single-family homes and has been found to conform with the PD amendment findings for consistency with the general plan, the zoning, and City Council Policy 6-30 for public outreach. The proposed is exempt from CEQA under 15303A for new construction or conversion of small structures. Therefore, staff recommend consideration of the exemption in accordance with CEQA and approve the plan development amendment. Staff are available for questions. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. Now we will go to the project applicant or the representative. They're here for up to 5 minutes.
Ali is the project representative. I do see him on the attendee side.
Okay. You should be unmuted now.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning. Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for having this meeting and discussing our project. Just wanted to reiterate that, the goal here was to meet all of the zoning requirements as far as setbacks, height, as to not affect any neighbor and just be consistent with the neighborhood. I don't really need to add anything else to the project manager. I'd like to thank him also for just going through the project, but if there's any specific design or technical questions, I'm here to help answer. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, with that, we will go to members of the public. So please raise your hand and staff will identify you, and then please state your name and you will have 2 minutes to speak. Thanks. Mark?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mark Wu, and my wife Ivy is also here with me. We live at 2570 Bergman Court. We're the owner. We're a downhill site property right next to this project. I'm not here to stop this project. Likely it meets the city's setback and height requirements. I'm here to ask a few reasonable conditions to protect my family and my home. My situation is that simple. My neighbor's land is almost already 12 feet above my mine, and their second floor sits another 11 feet above that, so that their balconies will be 23 feet above my head. I have a single store home. No fence can help. The plan shows four large balconies enclosed outdoor kitchen, all with clear glass railings. Anyone see the stand there would look directly down into my yard, my window, every single day. Our neighborhood gets very strong winds. Wind carries the cable railing, creates humming sound. This is a well-documented problem with this type of railings. The voice, music, potential smoke from cooking will travel straight down to my home. Outdoor lighting from 23 feet above cannot be blocked by any fence. I'm here for five simple asks. One, plant tall trees along the.
I'm sorry, your time is up.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other members of the public who wish to speak? Okay, I don't see any other hands, so we can go back to the project applicant for up to 5 minutes. You should now be unmuted.
Thank you so much. So I completely understand the neighbor's concern. I'd like to add some context. We're well over 200 feet, the building from the neighbor's address that they just referenced. Unfortunately, we can do nothing about the ground. We're not able to lower the ground any much lower. This is what the existing grade is. Like I mentioned before, the height requirements meet the city's requirements and, all state codes and regulations. As far as the cable railing, I think we can discuss that with the city. If there's an actual study, scientific study that attests to that noise issue, we're more than open to changing the cable railing to something else. As far as privacy, the owner has every right to have a barbecue in their house, and we cannot control where the smoke ends up. And so we're trying our best. We're meeting all the city codes and requirements. And I'd like to add, we're well over 200 feet from the neighbor that just spoke. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so with that, I just have a few questions. I think first for staff, just if you wanted to respond from a couple of the comments from the neighbor about noise and lighting, and maybe broadly about how this project is conforming with the zoning.
Yeah, thank you, hearing officer. So this property's zoning requires pretty much R1 standards. As far as it is related to noise, they're largely meeting those here. But the lighting specifically, I think, was a prior issue. This did come in as a code case, so they did have some light poles on the property that were existing before this proposal. And as part of the project, we required a photometric lighting plan. They've provided that. It's not showing any light spill onto the adjoining properties, and all lighting fixtures are pointing down. Also, I think an additional issue or question that had come up in prior correspondences was whether there was a geohazard clearance on this property, and they have obtained that geohazard clearance in, I think, September of 2024.
Okay, thank you. And then I guess just a question for the applicant. I think you had said, I know the neighbor had mentioned some of the railings. I think you had indicated perhaps you'd be willing to consider some alternatives. Is that correct?
Yes, we're certainly open. I haven't heard of this specific issue with noise and then a safety hazard for cable railings, but if certainly the city feels like this is an issue, we'd certainly consider other alternative railing options.
Okay. Yeah, I would if it's a change that you can accommodate, it seems like something that might, help with the neighbor's concerns. And then the lighting was mentioned as well, and then with the comment from staff around the downward facing lighting, I think that seems reasonable. I guess I would just ask that perhaps consider some of the alternative railings if possible in the next phase of this project. If it's possible to accommodate that neighbor's request, I think that would be helpful. And then as far as the other concerns with noise, as was stated, I think there are some noise expectations of having neighbors. I think that that's something that's to be expected. And I would also say that, outdoor barbecue is something that many neighbors also enjoy. Let's see, with that, I will close the public hearing. And so just again to deliberate more on this permit request, I think from a larger perspective, this is a plan development permit amendment that complies with the existing zoning that allowed for the three houses. And so this is that house that's consistent with that zoning that was approved previously. So this lot had been identified for a house to be located there, and based upon staff's review, does conform with our rules for the single family home. So I would encourage the applicant to work and consider some alternative railings for those as is feasible for them. So thank you. So with that, I will go ahead and approve item 4A, which is PDA 98-067-04 and ER22-202. So with that, this concludes the planning director's hearing for May 13th, 2026. Thank you.